Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna Podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you guys and to jump into God's Word. And I'm just really looking forward to it. So as you guys know, we definitely want to invite the Lord into this. So would you guys join me wherever you're at as we pray. Lord, we want to thank you again for this amazing day, this gift that we call life that you have given us. So God, we do pray that you would speak to us today, that we would open our eyes, our ears, our minds, our hearts to receive your word and to know without a doubt that you're speaking to us with intent today. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be jumping in the book of Proverbs. You know, Proverbs is an awesome book. There's 31 chapters in the book, and we have 31 days in the month. So maybe if you're looking for a devotional, or maybe you just don't know where to read at in the Word of God, a great place is just pick the day of the week of the month that you're in. Like today is the Tuesday the 24th, so we're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 24. And I guarantee you, God is going to speak to you. Something's going to happen throughout your day. Maybe you're going through something. God's going to prepare your heart for what's to come. I mean, he works in mysterious ways, and it never fails me when I read the proverb of the day. It really gets me ready, encourages me for the day. So let's jump into it. Proverbs 24, ESV version. That's what we love around here. Be not envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their hearts devise violence, and their lips talk of trouble. And that's part of our struggle with mankind, especially those of us who are believers, who are Christians. There's things that we just don't do that the world does. There's patterns, there's culture, there's things that the world does that we know is directly against what the Word of God says. And it says it right here. It says, be not envious of evil people. And we do that a lot. Maybe we're the ones that are struggling financially, or maybe we feel like people walk all over us and we just want to do something to get back to these evil people. We're envious of what they have and how they got there. And God is clear about that. He says, be not envious of evil people. It says that their hearts devise violence and their lips talk of trouble. We don't want to be known as that. There's so much of that going on in the world. You and me as believers, we're called to be different, not to be envious of them. Verse 3, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all the precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. For by wise guidance you can wage your war. And in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. You see, I love this. It's so important, guys, that you know, my circle is not big. My circle, I have a small circle, but the people in my small, tight circle are solid people. People who I can count on, people who I can get advice from, people who are going to tell me like it is. And those are the kind of people we need in our life. And it says right here that in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Man, when I'm going through something or I need advice, I have people that I can text, I can call, and that give me sound advice. And that's it's good to do that. It says that there's victory when you open up and reach out for people. So if you don't have anybody like that in your life, I would recommend that you find somebody like that. Or maybe God is calling you to be that person for somebody. So verse 7, wisdom is too high for a fool, and the gate he does not open his mouth. See, wisdom is too high for a fool because in reality, it's saying like it's too high, like a fool can't reach it, or a fool can't reach up to gain wisdom. It's too high for them, nor do they want to, because honestly, a fool thinks that he's higher. A fool thinks that he's above wisdom of godly wisdom. And that's the irony of it, is that they're not. They're actually below, and they can't rise up to it. So that's what that part of what that's saying right there. And it says, verse 8, whoever plans to do evil will be called a schemer. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to mankind. you know, when people plan to do evil, it's full of schemes. You know, I've been there when before I gave my life to God, I was a schemer. I was always looking for a way to come up or to, evil was constantly in my mind, in my heart. And it's true. All the times that I was scheming, it was evil. It really was evil. So there's some truth to that. Verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And this is the thing, like we know that God equips us to go through things, right? He equips us in the time of adversity, and we can't go through this life alone, right? We can't go because adversity is going to come one way or another, saved or unsaved. You're going to go through adversity, and to go through it alone is something that I don't want to do anymore. I used to, but I thank God I don't go through adversity anymore on my own. I'm strengthened by God. Verse 11, rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to slaughter. Sharing the gospel is helping those who are stumbling to slaughter, rescuing those who are being taken away to death. That's why we share the gospel. God has given us humans the unique gift and calling of sharing the gospel. You know, his creation speaks of him, right? There's like the very leaves falling from the trees when they're appointed to fall is proof that God is real and he's ordained these things and created them. But he's given us humans the gift of actually sharing the gospel. And when we do that, it's rescuing people from death, from slaughter, those are that are stumbling to slaughter. Verse 12, if you say, behold, we did not know this. Does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it and will not repay man according to his works? So if it's in your power to help somebody who's going down the wrong path, you have a responsibility as a believer to shine your light, you know? And then that doesn't necessarily mean being all religious and pushy. It's just shining your light, loving on them, sharing the gospel, giving sound truth to them, right? And it says right here, like, don't you think that God is not watching? He sees the opportunity that we have to let our light shine. And a lot of times, instead of shining it, we dim it and we even cover it. Like it says, we don't cover a light with a basket. And we do that a lot of times. And our lights are not made with dimmers, actually. You know, it actually says that it gets brighter and brighter with our age. And in Proverbs, it says that. So, verse 13, my son, eat honey for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. I love honey. I love local Idaho honey. Nothing beats it. I've had honey all around the world, but nothing beats my Idaho honey. It's delicious. And going on to the next verse, I got to find where I was at. Sorry about that. It says, after the honey, and it's comparing honey to wisdom. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Just like the sweet taste of honey, that's how God is. That's how wisdom is. Like, once you taste it, you're like, man, I've been missing out, you know? And that's what that is saying there. It compares it to honey, which is awesome. Lie not in wait as a wicked man against the dwelling of the righteous. Do no violence in his home, for the righteous falls seven times and rises again. But the wicked stumble in times of calamity. See, I love this because it says a righteous person falls seven times and rises again. They fall and they rise. They fall and they rise. But the wicked stumble, right? They stumble and they don't rise. And that's the thing, guys. Like, when we have Jesus, he picks us up. There's never, we're never in defeat when we're living for the Lord. There's always victory on the horizon. He picks us up when we fall, when we make mistakes. 17, do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and is displeased and turn away his anger from him. You know, I've had situations where I've had to pray a prayer of like, God, help me. I need justice right now. Things are unfair, or, you know, something's wrong. I need your justice, your righteousness, and God will come through. And when something happens and you know the truth comes out, or the truth comes out, or somebody, you know, the truth is shown, and the person who's maybe trying to blame you or false accusations, they get in trouble. It says not to laugh at them and rejoice, right? It says we shouldn't do that. That we shouldn't pray God's wrath or His judgment and then laugh at the person. That's something that we shouldn't do. And fret not yourself because of evildoers, and be not envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise. For disaster will arise suddenly from them, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both. These are the sayings of the wise. Partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, you are in the right, will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and good blessings will come upon them. Rebuking the wicked, when it comes time to tell the truth, and if you got to do truth and love, God is going to bless you. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips. Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. You see, Proverbs 24 is full of amazing things, and just reading this encourages me. So I hope that encourages you guys today. Maybe you'll jump back in it today and find these little nuggets, and God is speaking to you. So I hope that you guys are listening. All right. Well, God bless you guys. And it's, as always, it's so good to see you guys, to be able to open God's word with you. All right. God bless you. See you next time. We'll be right back.